The question was asked, if we discuss that at the core every person is good, and at every moment a person has potential for tshuva, does that mean that a person's actions carry no weight? We do have the concept of a rasha, a wicked person, and that has halachic implications. We don't just say, well, at the core he's good. We do have certain halachot that pertain to a person after he's done certain sins, including the death penalty sometimes. We don't just say, hey, at the core he's good. So there are really three things at play. One is the question of man vis-a-vis his creator. Two is the question of man vis-a-vis himself. And three is the question of man vis-a-vis society. Vis-a-vis society, so that's the point you're raising. We don't have to say, well, he's good at the core. I remember there was once a guy who robbed many, many, many people, me included. And then we saw him around the yeshiva. So I wanted to put up a sign saying that, be careful, make sure your doors are locked because someone's been seen around the yeshiva who's been caught as a thief before. So people came to me and started saying, maybe he did tshuva. If he came back to yeshiva, maybe that's a sign he did tshuva. He said he was enrolled in yeshiva, and as he was enrolled in yeshiva, he was robbing houses, robbing offices, robbing me. He robbed thousands of places. So why do I have to assume he did tshuva? They said, well, you're putting a block in his way of tshuva by publicizing this as his history. So I said, I'm sorry, this is his history. He was caught with my passport, with my checkbook, with my, you know, he robbed me of a lot of things. Not only me, a lot of people. So we took it to a rabbi, and he said, well, part of the price he pays for his history is that people have to be wary of him. If he did tshuva, good for him. But at the end of the day, the halacha is that you don't just say, well, he did tshuva, so now we don't have to worry about him. No, he robbed a few thousand people. We have no way of knowing if he did or did not do tshuva. So we have to be wary of him. And you do put up such a sign. And even if that makes him less apt to do tshuva, that's very sad. He has a responsibility to do tshuva, but we also have a responsibility to be wary. We don't just ignore his history. So that's true, that vis-a-vis society, we have to deal with a person's actions, and we will react to a person's actions. We won't just say, every person is good at the core. That's true. But that does not preclude the truth, which is he is good at the core, and that he has potential to do tshuva, and that there's always that core of good which allows him a potential to reconnect to Hashem, and Hashem again has faith in him when Hashem gives him life again the next day.
I don't dispute that. The executioner got the world to come along with Rabbi Akiva when he did tshuva. So I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, to define someone as good when they're in a state where, you know, thank God he had faith in me. That doesn't mean that you will justify that faith. You might not that day. And to say that person, you're saying I'm only looking at his soul because you feel that that's the real him. And I'm saying that, you know, we are capable of growing and descending as we're here. And if somebody is in a descent mode, I'm not saying if I had his background I might be worse. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying if there is a concept of good, I don't think that fits it. That's
agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
I said we were created good, and the soul still has potential. Correct. But without the tshuva, right now he is a sinner, and right now he is a rasha, and right now we're going to treat him as such as a society. That doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't give him life each morning with the hope that he's going to do tshuva, and with the capacity to do tshuva. But that's his business. I was addressing it every person vis-a-vis themselves. When we look at ourselves, we shouldn't look at the mirror and say, I see a sin or I see a pack of sins. We should say, I see potential for godliness. I see potential for greatness. That's what we should see when we look in the mirror. The fact that when we look at the other guy or when other people look at us, they might see all the problems and foibles and history that we have. That's also true, and it's right.
It's one approach. I mean, I think there are a lot of people, myself sometimes included, I don't want to put myself up, who says, well, God will understand. I'm okay. Sometimes you can be too easy on yourself. You're right. The guilt is the worst. That's, you know, I'm ashamed of what I did and I'm going to do better. I'm created in God's image and that's healthy. But I don't know if everybody should it works for everybody to say, I'm okay.
I didn't say to say okay. You're okay. Yeah, I didn't say that at all. I'm saying we have to see the good that's in me, and the baggage is external. This is a very pivotal point. When my sins become me, then I have no hope. When I am good, but the sins are mistakes I've done in my past, then I have hope. And that's a distinction we're making. We're not saying I didn't do wrong.
Good one. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, just after thinking about, like, I was kind of laughing at the concept that, you know, you beat somebody to get them to submit. Like, I get it that you, sometimes you have to be shown maybe through motives that, or ways that we don't really do in this day and age, which makes it a little laughable. But the reality is like, you know, there's a part, I mean, even in the Talmud that talks about, I think, you know, on Shabbat, you know, maybe it was a holiday, maybe it was Shabbat, you know, you're not allowed to, like, beat your students or your children into, you know, when they act up. It was different times, you know. I mean, it's easy to say, like, actually, you know, what would be interesting is to say, like, well, here's a starving girl, you know, so rather than take this anorexic girl and, like, beat her into eating, you sit her down, you show her something different about life, but you might take the guy who's stabbing people and lock him up and not feed him for a while until he figures out that you want food, you stop stabbing people. And you might take the guy who's, you know, not able to take good care of his wife and to, you know, because we have the luxury of creative outlets right now. Maybe back in those days it was just a little more physical. A little more hands-on to get the point across. I know even just up into this generation.